Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The opportunity to be rich is available to all of us. Did you hear that? Somebody said, well, I don't know about that. Well, you're wrong. The opportunity to be rich is available to all of us. The scripture said, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might be made rich. That's redemption. Who does redemption belong to? Everybody that'll believe it and receive it. Everybody has a right to be born again. Everybody has a right to be filled with the Holy Spirit and have power. Everybody has a right to have all your needs met and be blessed and have too much. Everybody has a right to be protected. Everybody has a right to be used of God. But you got to be willing to be used to be faithful. Amen. Got to be willing to stick with it and stay with it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, I'm going to get into something, and this is a little bit, this is, you know, not just milk. This is a little bit of meat, not necessarily big steak, but maybe ground steak. Go with me, if you would, to Psalm 149. Let's just read the whole thing. It's real short. Praise ye the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. The who?
Meek.
Meek does not mean weak. No, in fact, it takes a lot of strength to be truly meek, humble. God gives his grace to the humble, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But he resists the proud. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. You ever done that?
Yeah.
Well, you ought to try it out this afternoon. Amen. Anybody take a nap on Sunday afternoon? Especially on a rainy day like today, that'd be a good thing to do. Well, for you, now don't start now. Wait till this afternoon. Say, boy, that's a good idea. Let me just take one right now. No, not right now. I didn't say take a nap now. But sing aloud on your bed. Amen. Somebody said, well, the kids might hear me. They need to hear you praising God. Somebody might hear me. They need to hear you. They hear you saying other stuff. Children need to hear their daddy and their mama praying, praising God, worshiping God unashamed. It's not something you just hide. Now let's keep reading here. He said, let the saints be joyful in glory. Hallelujah. Ever joyful in glory? Joyful in glory. You don't have to have a good reason. You don't have to have a good reason to stand at your sink washing a dish and go, oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody says, I'm not like that. Why not? What do you think they do in heaven? A friend of mine said he was caught up to heaven. There are people that are. Paul talks about it in the Bible. Caught up to the third heaven. Now, not everybody that says they are. And not everybody's book or tape about heaven is necessarily something you ought to look at that much. But it does happen. And this man, some of the things he talked about really sounded legitimate to me. He said, everybody you met want to know, could they do something for you? Everybody you met in heaven, they said, can we do something for you? Can we get you anything? Can we give you anything? I believe it is that way in heaven. People are not selfish. Love reigns. That's the way it's going to be in Faith Life Church too. His will on earth as it is in heaven. People come in here, member, no member, guest, first time guest, everybody will go, can we do anything for you? Can we help you? Can we bless you? Amen. And doing it. And another thing, he said he'd see things that just, you know, thrill his soul, and he'd go, oh, praise God. He said, anytime you say praise God, everybody'd go, oh, praise God. And everybody just throw up their hands and go, praise God, and just worship God for minutes. And he said it'd startle him, and he'd forget again later on and go, well, glory to God. And the whole street'd go, oh, glory to God. Everybody just throw up their hands, go, glory to God, glory to God, for minutes. I believe that. I said, I believe that. I mean, the winged creatures, day and night, what do they do? Say, holy, holy, holy. There's worship, there's praise there, everywhere, all the time. Amen? So be quick, be free to be joyful in glory, even to sing on your bed. Let the high praises of God be what? In the back of their mind. In their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. When praise comes up in you, don't suppress it. You'll say, well, that's just not me. My nature is I'm quiet, I'm reserved, and I just in my heart I say, thank you, Lord. This says, sing aloud. Let the praises be in your mouth. Go ahead and say, thank you, Lord, out loud, out loud. When it comes up in your being, God blesses you. He moves on you. Don't just be quiet. Go ahead and open your mouth. God gives you your breath. Yes. Let everything that has breath. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and open your mouth on a Monday, on a Tuesday, on a Thursday afternoon. Amen. Amen. So somebody might hear me. Well, don't try to be a nuisance, but what if they hear you? Somebody on the job might hear me. Will you hear them cuss?
That's right.
Why couldn't they hear you say praise God? Amen. Now, you don't just do it for their benefit, and you don't try to be obnoxious, but hey, it ought to just be as normal to you as breathing.
That's right.
Amen. Something goes good for you. You get the job done. You step back and go, thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Oh, God, you're so good to me. People say, well, people might look at me funny. Hey, they're the ones that are off, not you. They're the ones messed up. If they don't know him, if they don't know how to praise God, if they knew him, they could praise him too. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. What do you say when you don't know what to say? Thank you, Lord. What when the conversation lulls, people don't know what to talk about next. Just so, thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? He's so good. Amen. Verse 2. Now, here's what I'm getting to. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind, everybody say bind. Bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them, the enemy, the judgment written. Read this next phrase. What? This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
But the Lord honors us in using us. And he honors us in letting us do things, not just him doing everything for us. He gives us the honor of binding up the enemy. He gives us the honor of exercising authority over situations. Doesn't he? Mark 11:23. How many know what it says? Mark 11:23. Whoever will beg God, God, make this mountain get out of my way. Please, God. Please make the mountain go away. Please, God, move this mountain. Is that what that says?
No.
Whoever will speak to, that's not prayer. Whoever will speak to the mountain and say, mountain, that's not talking to God, that's talking to the mountain. Mountain, get out of the way, be rooted up and be cast into the sea. He said, if you don't doubt what you say, but you believe what you say will come to pass, you will have what you say. Awful lot of you in there. Can you see where Christians have missed it? It's God this and God, 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 everything's God. God's got to do it. God's going to do it. Please, God, you do it. No, He's given us the honor of doing some things. Did you know it's unscriptural for you to pray that God would bind the devil? Can't find that in the scripture. Boy, it got quiet when I said that. What does the scripture tell us to do? Anybody remember in James? You resist the devil and he will flee from you. Who's going to resist him? You. And he'll flee from God. That's not what it said. You resist the devil, he will flee from you. See, Christians are missing about, oh God, make the devil stop. God, make the devil. He didn't tell you to do that. He gives you the honor. Are you getting this? He gives you the honor of being able to address the problem yourself. Amen. Directly. Hallelujah. Or are you getting this? Yes. He expects us not to stay babies. He expects us to grow up. Amen. And be mature sons and daughters of God. Yes. Amen. People he can turn stuff over to. That we can take care of things, that we can deal with things. He's training us to rule and reign with Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen to what Jesus said in John. In fact, turn there. John 16. This honor have all His saints. The honor of binding up the enemy. The honor of walking in and exercising authority.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We ought to know this. Parents ought to know this. Little ones, if they're developing right, it doesn't take very long until they'll say, let me do it.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
They want to tie their own shoe.
Yeah.
They want to dress themselves. They want to feed themselves.
Right.
Even when they're too little to.
Yeah.
They go, let me do it. Let me do it. And if you're a good parent, as soon as you can, you will. Now, they're not going to do it as well as you do. They're liable to come out of there with shirt all buttoned up wrong and pants on backwards. But you got to learn. You got to start somewhere.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you.